Sagt der heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es ab, es perik alef Mishnah Zayin. Nitai huar Beili oimer, Nitai of Arbel says. Harchek mishachin ra, distance yourself from a shachin ra, from a bad neighbor. Says about Tanura, you shouldn't learn from his actions. And you shouldn't be caught in his downfall. He shouldn't bring you down with him. Like it says, oy l'rasha, v'oy l'shcheinoi. The altis chabel rasha. Don't try to be friends with a rasha, with a wicked person. Look, I'm friends with him. I don't do what he does. I wouldn't learn from his actions. But if you're friends with him, you could wind up paying the price together with him. Marshall says about tenura to a person that walks into a tannery. The smell over there is not very good. It's outright offensive. I didn't take anything. I didn't buy anything. Yeah, but wherever you walked that day, people are going to go, ooh, where were you? Weiter says the Mishnah, the altis yoish mina peronius. Don't give up on seeing the punishment of the Rishayim. Don't say, well, he's a Russian, he's doing so good. Right now the mazel's going his way, let me join him. Just know, in Shemayim there's a cheshbon exactly how long a person can get away with something, but eventually you pay the price. And you don't want to be there with him when he pays the price. There's a famous story of a young bacher from Russia who came to the Mir. I think it was Reb Chaim Shmulevitz who fahered him. And he knew very little. So Reb Chaim said to him, this is not for you. I'll help you get a good yeshiva. I'll work with you. And the boy began to cry. And he told Reb Chaim like this. I was in a terrible prison in Russia. You know why? Because I walked into a restaurant. And I sat down to eat something. And I saw by the next table, there were a bunch of people that were planning something against the government or something illegal. And suddenly the police came in and they arrested everyone in the restaurant. I begged and I cried and I told them, it wasn't me, I just happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. They said, if you were there with them, you're going to suffer like them. So Rebbe, if because I was with those people, I suffered for them, if I'll be in the yeshiva, whether I'm ready or not, I'll be with them. And the story goes that the Rosh Yeshiva, I'm not sure if it was Reb Chaim or someone else, Mamish took hold of him and said, now you're going to stay here. Even originally he said, I was going to help him find different yeshiva, but he said, if you're saying that, you're going to be here. We're going to work with you right over here. So Nitor Arbeli tells us three things. Distance yourself from a bad neighbor. Don't connect yourself in any way with the Rishayim, with the Rasha, and don't think because things are going good for him now that it's going to stay that way.